Our time, 8:31. This is FM 95.7 KQWC Webster City on this May Day Monday. Yeah, brand new month, brand new week. And we're talking all about some things happening with the Webster City Area Chamber of Commerce. That's our topic on today's Community Corner Show. Pat Powers with you, being joined by Anna Woodward from the Chamber. Anna, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you very much for having me today.
Absolutely. So we got some big time things coming up this week here at the Chamber of Commerce. We got a meeting coming up tomorrow, you were telling me, and another one coming up on Thursday, I believe. So we will carry on as we begin this wonderful season for the Chamber.
Yes, it is a busy week with the Chamber. One of the products of our strategic planning earlier this year was to offer more business building resources. And so we've just gone ahead and been actionable on that. So tomorrow at our retail meeting, we are opening that up to any area businesses that may be interested in the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Businesses Program. This is co-sponsored by Hamilton County Development. We're going to have representatives from this 12-week cohort program speak to our community members and offer an informational session with their upcoming application due June 6th. They offer a program that enables business owners to analyze their business and consider their next steps and help them grow in the direction that they would like to grow. We've heard fabulous reviews about this program, and so we're really excited to host them here in Webster City tomorrow. It'll be at Fuller Hall at 9 a.m., mm-hmm. and light refreshments and donuts will be provided by Osweiler's Women's Fashions.
All right, so that's coming up tomorrow. Are there other towns doing something similar to what you're doing here in Webster City? Have you heard town-wise? Is this in different parts of the state, or is this kind of a...
Yeah, so this 10,000 Small Businesses Program is a statewide program. It really helps connect entrepreneurs and business owners with mentors and peers across the state of Iowa, which I think is one of the things that make this a really great program, is not only do you get a look at your business a little introspectively, but you also get to build your network and learn from others as well.
Fantastic. That's coming up tomorrow at the Samsung Room of Fuller Hall in Webster City. So if they have any questions, they call the Chamber office for complete details. We also, can they just come in if they like?
Walk-ons are always welcome. It's a free resource available to any Webster City area business.
Very good. So that's coming up tomorrow at Fuller Hall starting at 9 a.m. Let's talk about some other thing coming up later this week there, Anna, that you're doing with promoting in Webster City. Is that correct?
Yes. We also are having a Lunch and Learn program, and that is sponsored by one of our members, On Media. They are a digital marketing and advertising firm that serves the Webster City area. They will be presenting the alphabet soup of advertisement. And one thing that I'm really excited about is their creative team will be producing a 30-second ad spot for every attendee at the Lunch and Learn on Thursday.
And where will these spots be on there? Do you know offhand? Is it going to be at Webster Theater or...
This will be at Fuller Hall Sampson Room, same location, and the ad will be personalized for the attendees' business. So this is a registration-only event, just because we do offer a lunch that will be catered by Briggs Woods Conference Center, and registration is due today, and you can register online or call the chamber office.
Very good. So just call 832-2564 if you would like to be a part of this special Lunch and Learn program. That's coming up at noon Thursday at the Chamber office?
That'll also be at Fuller Hall Sampson Room.
Okay, Fuller Hall Sampson Room. Here we are, start of May there, Anna. And how has it been so far for businesses in Webster City? We've seen some new businesses sprout up since the start of the new year, to your knowledge.
Well, we did have a very exciting event last week where three of our local businesses got a kickstart in partnership with Hamilton County Extension and Iowa State University College of Human Sciences. We celebrated with a ribbon cutting at Legacy Learning Boone River Valley. They were able to take an additional space last year, and they really spent this spring revamping the space and making it feel like a very creative art studio. So they have a full slate of art classes and workshops scheduled all the way into spring of 2024. Mm-hmm. So if you would be interested in seeing what all of they have to offer and all of the experiential classes that they provide for the community, I would visit their website.
All right. So just learn more at Legacy Learning's website with O. Siemens and go from there.
Yeah, absolutely.
There. That's marvelous. Any other businesses we're going to see down, any new businesses coming to Webster City? Have you heard? I hate to put you on the spot there, Anna, but what we're seeing down the road.
So I think there's always exciting things happening in the Webster City area. We're always in discussions with local business owners on upcoming ribbon cuttings or grand openings. I think that we have seen a lot of progress on the 600 block of 2nd Street. However, I think probably our newest business that we are extremely excited to have would be the Wildcat Distillery at 626 yes. 2nd Street. They've really added a lot to the downtown area. That's a very energetic team with offering a whiskey and moonshine product that's tilled, milled, and distilled right here in the Webster City area. And I know this weekend they're actually having an event for the Kentucky Derby. So make sure to stop in and wear a derby hat.
All right. So that's happening at the Wildcat Distillery downtown in Webster City. I noticed the other day, Anna, some big news regarding a very popular restaurant. Saw the sold. I think you know what I'm talking about, 2nd Street Emporium. And I'm sure we'll be finding out some news about what the future holds for that. I saw it when I drove by at 3 o'clock in the morning. I thought, oh, good. Something's coming back. It's at 2nd Street Saloon. No, 2nd Street Emporium downtown. So
I guess I do think that has been a long awaited arrival for yes. the Webster City community. I do not have any updates to share at this time on that. But I think that there should be some big news on the horizon, and we're all very excited.
Yes, we are. I was so happy when I saw that because I drove by it twice. I thought, am I seeing things or what? But we'll find out some news what the future holds for the big diner 2nd Street Emporium downtown in Webster City. In a few weeks, we'll see what happens. Well, I know for a fact we got a few things happening here, Anna, and one of them is Market Nights returning on June 1st. Am I correct?
Yes. I think that is another community event that Webster City is very excited to see return. Webster City Market Nights presented by American Sanitation will start June 1st and run through August 31st. We have moved the location to the 600 block of 2nd Street this year, so that we'll be able to have an expanded space for all of our vendors. And on June 1st, we'll have Bill Robb kick off our live music, sponsored by Avilia Bank.
And Chris Carr appears on June 8th, courtesy of Marley's Garage and Mojo Productions, sponsored by Carl Chevrolet in Webster City. So those are some of the events going on. This will be every Thursday until August 31st. For market night Thursday evenings downtown between 5:30 and 7:30 p.m.
Yes, we got very lucky. We have an extra market nights the way that the calendar lays out for 2023. So there'll be 14 event dates this summer.
Cool.
We are accepting vendor applications, which is live on our website right now.
Let's also talk about this big event that's coming before market night there, Anna, and that is Junk Fest. Yes.
Yes, one of our largest community events that we put on all year, our Junk Fest, presented by the Trash Man this year, will be May 26th and 27th out at the Hamilton County Fairgrounds. We have a lot of new and exciting pieces to this event this year, one of them being that our four local financial institutions have collaborated together to offer live music out at the event. So we will be hosting Rod Johnson, Chris Carr, Bill Robb, and an open local mic night.
Okay, that's Friday and Saturday of the Memorial Day weekend for Junk Fest.
Yes.
The dates,
yes.
Again, are May 26th and 27th, am I correct?
Yes, that is correct. It's Friday, May 26th, and Saturday, May 27th.
All right, so that's the dates for Junk Fest, and I believe we'll be doing another interview in another week or two about Junk Fest coming to Webster City. So we're looking forward to that. Now, we have the Third Thursday Coffee coming up in a few weeks, I believe, on May 18th.
Yes, that is right. WCF Financial Bank will be hosting our Third Thursday Coffee for the month of May. We did start a new time this spring, 8 to 9:30, just bumped it a little bit later to allow everyone to get through their morning routine. It's been a pretty popular change, but we're happy to be out with the WCF financial team for this morning networking event, and we would invite all community members and all organizations to come out and give us an update and network with other business owners in the community. We'll also be providing a chamber update at these events as well.
Okay. And you were telling me you're going to take kind of a summer break from the third Thursday coffee events for the month of June, July, and August, then back again in September.
That is correct. So new this year, we are putting a pause on our third Thursday coffees because third Thursdays will also be our classic car night down at Webster City Market Night. So we invite you down to be part of our classic car night. And then we'll be happy to pick up our third Thursday coffees back in September at Iowa Home Care.
Fantastic. So that's coming back in September. But again, just a reminder, the meeting, it's scheduled for tomorrow morning at 9 at Fuller Hall in Webster City tomorrow morning. That's something to do with businesses here in Webster City. Starts at 9 o'clock. And then we have the third Thursday coffee that will be taking place at noon at Fuller Hall in Webster City. In the Sampson Room starts at 12 noon, runs until about 1 o'clock. And then we have the market nights coming up starting June 1st, and that'll be every Thursday until August 31st, and the big Junk Fest coming up latter part of this month, May the 26th and May 27th, and we have a third Thursday coffee coming up on May the 17th.
Yeah, so it's a very full month for us here at the Chamber. We really pride ourselves on being that resource for the community, helping our businesses and organizations build their networks and amplify their messages. So I would definitely invite anyone who might be interested to our program tomorrow for the 10,000 Small Businesses program by Goldman Sachs. That's at 9 a.m. at Fuller Hall, and this is an informational session for anyone that may be interested in their 12-week cohort. We will have a light refreshments and donuts available, sponsored by Osweiler's Women's Fashion. So thank you very much to Ron and Kathy for their hospitality. And then again, just a reminder, on Thursday, we have our On Media Lunch and Learn, also at the Fuller Hall Sampson Room from noon to 1. They'll be presenting the alphabet soup of advertisements, and every attendee will be offered a 30-second ad spot or content creation for their respective business. So today is the last day to register for this event because we do need to get our lunch order in. It's catered by Briggs Woods Conference Center, and our registration link is live online and on our Facebook page.
Very good. Also, I think, Anna, don't you have a golf outing coming up next month?
Yes, we do. On June 23rd, we will have our annual golf classic. That's sponsored by Mustang Disaster Cleanup. We do have a few whole sponsorships available, but only a few left. So if you are interested, please contact the chamber office right away so we can get you set up. And then we are also taking team registration, which is live on our Facebook page as well.
All right. That's coming up on Friday, June 23rd at Briggswoods Golf Course, South of Webster City, for the big chamber golf outing.
And there will be a hole-in-one contest sponsored by Carla Webster City. So if you get a hole in one on hole 10, you have a chance, you can win $2,500 cash.
Oh, neat. So just inquire now, get your team organized to have some fun coming up on June 23rd with the Chamber. Anna, have we left anything out? I think we've covered a good share of things.
Well, I think I definitely have to come back to give more detail, but yes, I think we've given a great overview. So thank you very much for having me today, Pat.
Absolutely. Anna Woodward from the Webster City Chamber of Commerce, my guest on today's Community Corner here on KQWC. Time now, 8:45. Temperature stands at 45 degrees here at Radio Hill.
Hi, this is Gina from Iowa Specialty Hospitals and Clinics. Do you suffer from constant neck pain no matter what you do better or differently? Are you one of